guarantee greater access to the judicial system for the population. Access to justice is a fundamental human right. The idea is to access different jurisdictions, administrative bodies, without any discrimination in order to defend or uphold one's rights. For effective access, it's not enough to merely enshrine rights in documents, but we also have to ensure that the population be duly informed as regards their rights. There has to be a system that allows them to be protected. One aspect here is that there is a strategic plan in place for 2015-2024. One of the pillars to this is access to justice. There are other four pillars. They're cross-cutting: ethics, gender equality, quality, and modernization. That is what we have as to ensure access to justice. Also, in ensuring the protection of human rights, the system has been strengthened. However, at the same time, we must recognize that there are barriers to access to justice. There are numerous factors that hinder these matters: economic and cultural barriers, for example. The judicial branch works to ensure the full enjoyment of the rights of all individuals so that they have effective protection. We should underscore that the Supreme Court underscores the importance of the rules of Brazil offering access to justice for vulnerable groups. This is a ruling from the court that must be implemented by all those in the judicial system. The judicial branch also has excellent public defenders. They provide assistance to all of those who cannot afford their own counsel, legal counsel. These professionals work in different scenarios: family courts, women's courts, labor courts, adolescent courts, gender violence, domestic violence, etc. There is an ongoing training offered of judges and public defenders when it comes to access to justice and the protection of vulnerable groups. It is the Center for Judicial Studies in Uruguay that offers this ongoing training. There is an unconditional commitment by the judicial branch to provide human rights training. There is compulsory training on the provisions of the different national, regional, and international instruments in these matters. The Center for Legal Studies offers initial courses for those who might want to become judges on the implementation of international and constitutional provisions for the protection. The current president of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights was part of that system. From 2018 to 2021, the Center for Judicial Studies provided training in human rights to some 875 individuals. I should note, as an example, the following courses. Many of them were co-organized by the UN office, country office in Uruguay: social, social, cultural rights, right to housing, accusatory system, rights of pretty specific groups, not the right to non-discrimination on basis of race or sexual orientation, rights of migrants and refugees, human rights for stateless in Uruguay, recommendations from international bodies to Uruguay, the Inter-American Court's documents on access to the court and human rights guarantees. There's a workshop for the protection of human rights in the universal judicial system, enforced disappearances, and crimes of sexual abuse under the dictatorship. As the committee can see, the courses being offered in human rights for judges and public defenders is quite broad. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I will now give the floor to the Parliamentary Commissioner, Juan Miguel Petit, and then to the Vice President of INAU, Daniel Paris. Thank you very much.